This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. The United Nations issued a red alert for the planet today, confirming that last year was the hottest on record by a clear margin at 1.45 degrees Celsius above the pre-industrial average. That's dangerously close to the 1.5-degree threshold, beyond which scientists predict more severe impacts from climate change. To meet its pledges to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, the Biden administration is aiming to create a carbon pollution-free power sector by 2035. And to get there, communities are going to have to entertain all kinds of renewable options, including geothermal energy. From WBEZ and the news organization Grist, Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco has the story of one neighborhood effort in Chicago.
Naomi Davis is the head of the environmental justice group Blacks and Green, based in Chicago.
Greetings, cousins. How y'all doing?
At this community meeting, she pitches geothermal energy, power drawn from underground that can heat and cool homes. The hope is that it could make life easier for residents here in West Woodlawn, a historically Black neighborhood on the city's south side. The project could lower utility bills, bring green jobs, and cut pollution.
We're about the business of energy justice, which means that we have a campaign to end energy poverty, and we're not playing.
Blacks and Green is one of many community partners across the country that was given a grant by the U.S. Department of Energy to design a geothermal pilot. The task is to create a shared geothermal district networked across four city blocks. It would include more than 150 residential buildings. Deborah Gay lives nearby and came with questions.
Given that our city lots are so tightly spaced, how would you do that for an existing home, and would that create some disruption?
Gay's mom, Retta Ford, wonders if the project could affect existing home foundations.
Because it seemed like you're taking the water out of the earth under the buildings, so it would just seem like it would make it unstable.
Experts say it wouldn't affect the stability of the ground because the system would be buried hundreds of feet underground. And Chicago has a unique option to build geothermal that wouldn't disrupt existing utility lines or private properties, according to consultant Andrew Barbeau. He's helping build out the pilot project. The key here is Chicago's trademark alleys.
Out in front, you got water, you got gas, you got a sewer and other things. But on our alleys, there's nothing under that ground.
That's right.
Here's the plan. Leverage the earth underneath the alleys behind homes and businesses to build out a community geothermal system. That will mean a series of deep 450-foot holes that pipe water into the ground, absorb the temperature of the earth, and then bring it back up to the surface. Barbeau says the underground heating system will form a giant neighborhood loop.
Along the way, connect into each building or everyone who's participating.
This all works because starting at about 20 feet below the surface of the earth, the temperature is a consistent 55 degrees Fahrenheit, says Prairie Research Institute geologist Andrew Stumpf.
In the shallow surface, you're pulling out 55 degree temperature. So circulate water in a pipe and you exchanges the heat into the pipe, into the water, and you're pulling that temperature out.
Geothermal in Woodlawn is a long way out. Once the community engagement phase wraps up, Blacks and Green will be able to vie for federal funding to actually go out and build the system. But Stump says that, in a sense, the geology is the easy part. There are bigger questions when the community runs the power system.
We're considering, like, how do people afford these systems? Who would own the systems? How you actually install it?
The hope isn't just to break ground on geothermal, but explore new ownership models that center equity along the way. Back at the Blacks and Green meeting, Southside resident Rosalia Groyer says energy affordability has been a big issue in this area.
Prices around energy costs are skyrocketing. Utilities are skyrocketing.
She says the community having ownership in the energy system would be huge.
And so we can either just complain about it, or we can educate ourselves about it and make the change that we know needs to happen.
Groyer says the more that people know about geothermal, the more likely they'll be on board. In Chicago, I'm Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco for Marketplace.